Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 671, Fortifying Story, recorded live on February 28th, 2019. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome back to a somewhat light week. We haven't had one of these light weeks in a while. Kind of a nice feeling. A little bit of a room to breathe, so to speak. But we do have a couple of things to talk about. Got some community news, got some Halo Wars info that just dropped this week too. But as we normally do, let's go ahead and start the week off with recapping our week's stream, starting with Fraggin' Friday. So how was that, GT?
It was excellent. We had a lot of fun.
Yes.
Spent all night in the MCC, played some customs towards the end, BTB mostly. We had lots of fun.
Very nice. And someone happened to be there this past week, too.
Yeah, it's amazing that works.
Yep. So I managed to actually show up for a change.
I can't imagine that.
TT's like, took you long enough. But yeah, so I finally got my button gear to get back on to Fraggin' Friday. So that was nice. And we had a lot of fun. I got into the tail end of it, but it seemed like a lot of people were having a good time with it.
You did.
Even gotten to some customs.
You made it there.
With what? Like the last 30 minutes before you headed off?
Yeah, well, I was, I was having a long night. You know, it's always hard to get to keep going when you start at 4:30 in the morning. By the time you get local time, my time, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty long day. I do not envy you there.
Yeah.
Very nice. And we'll be doing MCC this coming Friday, tomorrow, from this recording. And Rizon Turbo's back.
Well, we'll be doing Halo 5.
Right. Did I say...
Not MCC.
Wow. I guess I did say MCC. Let's just say Halo 5. I'm doing Halo 5. I don't know if we'll hit Warzone Turbo. That seems to be not as preferred to the rest of the lobby as it is for me, but I like Turbo. Gives me a chance to use some other recs I don't normally get to use.
Yeah.
So, very nice. Well, I hope we can see some people tomorrow. I hope to be on for a little bit again to play some Halo with everybody. So come check us out. As for my achievement stream, I did get one achievement. Thanks to Bobby, still going through Halo Wars Classic on 360. And I managed to get the Penny Pincher achievement, which is winning a high score with 10 or less squads against the heroic AI. So basically went into a... Did we do 2v2 or 3v3, Bobby? I think we did 2v2. And we basically just did a skirmish. And the only thing I did was build a prophet and a scarab, and Bobby basically did all the rest. So I don't know if it was as cringy to watch this time around as my past streams have been, but we got that achievement done. So there's that.
Yeah, I was unable to watch this time. So
yeah, if you want to come and watch, then feel free to come on over to the stream on Sundays at 10. I still have a few more Halo Wars achievements that I'm going for with Bobby's help. So going through and getting a heroic done, getting co-op done. And then after that, Laird has graciously volunteered to backpack me through legendary. And then there's one achievement I do have to get on my own, which is win a 3v3 skirmish game with two AI allies. And I think the way to do that is just set two legendary AIs against three easy AIs. So that one shouldn't be too difficult. And then with the help of everyone else, get that general rank. And since no one's playing Halo Wars on Xbox 360, that should be relatively easy. It's just going to be a grind to get there.
Yeah.
So, but thanks to Bobby, and Spags even jumped in a few times. So they've been helping me get some of the achievements. Yes, Bobby, we are doing heroic part-time. I was saying heroic as in like everything heroic. But yes, so I will be continuing my quest of Halo Wars achievements on my next stream.
Woohoo! More achievements!
Yay! Getting 100% is going to be a long grind, but working towards it. For Tuesday, I did not stream. I got a nasty stomach bug or food poisoning on Tuesday, and that really just wrecked my systems and felt really weak. So we did not stream on Tuesday, and we will not be streaming this coming Tuesday either. So the next time we'll be streaming with the wife on my personal channel will be the second week in March at the earliest, and we'll be heading back on to Master Chief's side on Delta Halo.
Awesome.
Yeah. And she won't be confused on who to shoot and who not to shoot. I did tell her that whenever I first started playing Halo 2, I had some difficulties knowing who to shoot and who to not shoot. And it's a lot more difficult on standard def. It's a lot easier on high definition to know who's your teammate and who's your enemy in Halo 2. So that's a big improvement as well. That's it for the streams for us this week. We do have some news, as we hinted a little bit earlier. Some free content for Halo Wars 2 has come about again. This comes in the form of a new map called Fort Jordan. This is a free map that can be downloaded on PC and Xbox,
which I'm playing right now, and it's fun.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Well, I gotta test out the map.
No, it's a... I was just curious because it seemed like you were playing something.
A little distracted?
Yeah, that too. Book of distraction, you're doing your research. I haven't had the chance to hop in. You're a little bit more onto the RTS than I am. I guess if Bobby has done anything of playing on it, then he might have something to chime in. Probably Laird too. But is a map that was, or that is a spiritual successor to Fort Dean from Halo Wars, the original. The original was a 3v3 map, and this map has been made to support 1v1, 2v2, and 3v3 variants for deathmatch, strongholds, and domination. Right now, it's only available in custom games, so community feedback can be gathered, and the map can be refined a little bit if needed. And based on that feedback, they'll probably put it into matchmaking at some point. So, yeah, some new content for Halo Wars 2. I honestly didn't think we'd be seeing much more of that, to be honest, other than balance updates.
Yeah, so I was quite surprised.
Yeah, so was I. It's good to see some new content being generated up for it. A lot of people, or it seemed like a lot of feedback about Fort Jordan was that Fort Dean was a very popular, if not one of the most popular maps in the original game. So it was kind of one of the ones they wanted to try bringing back into Halo Wars 2. From the article on Waypoint, which is titled Welcome to Fort Jordan, they do talk a little bit about how this map came about. This kind of started back in 2017 where they were wrapping up production of the planned DLC that Creative Assembly had done. And about 2018, there was some thoughts about trying to prototype some new stuff for Halo Wars 2. They originally prototyped out Blood Gulch, but there were some problems with it, so they scrapped that and took lessons learned and started making Fort Jordan. And Fort Jordan was kind of the brainchild of Renzi. So he's, if you were listening to the social stream from this week, he and Snickerdoodle were playing on the map. And he said it took him about 6 months working on it for about an hour a day to help develop the map and get it to a point where it was able to be taken over by the publishing team and get it refined and eventually become the release that we all got this week. So fun, free content. Bobby says it's a fun map, but in Halo Wars 1, but it feels awkward in Halo Wars 2.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
I have no room to talk about multiplayer for Halo Wars 2 since I am not an RTS player, so I'm just going to take everyone's word for their opinions on it.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just playing against an AI right at the moment, so.
Mm-hmm. I should just probably do that, too. If you have any feedback about the map, there is a forum thread that they posted on the forums, and it is linked in the article. So definitely go over and check it out. It seemed like there's a lot of good positive vibes about it initially. I haven't read through the whole forum thread post so far, but for anyone who has feedback, like kind of what Bob was saying, head on over to the forums and give your feedback. Or tag Rinzi and post them on Twitter or on their Discord. There's plenty of ways to get a hold of them. Everyone seems to be thrilled that there is at least new content for Halo Wars, and that it's not the only thing that's really been left to the wayside. Which is kind of interesting, because that means all three of 343's latest titles are still getting content updates. So we have stuff happening in MCC, we have stuff happening in Halo 5, we have, well, I guess not much in Halo 5. We have stuff happening in Halo Wars 2. They're working on Halo Infinite right now. So there's, it's interesting that there's still all this content updates happening with all these other games. Usually there's like a lull from a studio while they're developing a new game, but 343 is making some good strides and trying to keep other games that are out there supported and continue to generate that interest to keep coming back. So good on you, 343. Keep it up.
Most definitely.
With a new map also comes a new cannon fodder.
Yay!
Yay! So Grim pokes his head out of his corner that he's been shoved into and out of the social space and has a little bit of info behind the map, a little bit of lore. So there is a Phoenix log associated with the new map. And if you want to read the contents of the Phoenix log, then you can head on over to the Air Jordan Cannon Fodder post. And it is all there for you to read. There is a couple of other things in here regarding Renegades, which we know about a little bit just from some of the past articles that have been posted. There is a link to the social stream that he was on with Snickerdoodle, and I wanted to read the way too deep links that he posted along with this, because this is a direct result of what happened during their social stream. So if anyone watched it or remembered watching it, then when Sam and Jeff were on the Lich of the Spartan Ops mission they were on, which I think was Spartan Ops 6, mission 6-1, they had, or Grim managed to get the Warthog into the Lich, and then they went to go to destroy the power core, and then we're going to use the hog to get back off. Well, turns out one of the Spartans ended up driving, and not like Grim or Snickerdoodle, but one of the other Spartans, I guess, in the Lich or that was in the hog, managed to drive the hog out of the Lich out into the cliff. And Grim put a little, I don't know if this is canon, but it almost makes it sound like he's meaning it to be canon. So this is what he wrote to recap what happened during the stream. Fresh out of the final stages of training, newly minted Spartan for RD, Baragot, found himself in a harrowing situation when the Pelican carrying he and the rest of Fireteam Forest was shot down over the inner surface of Requiem. Their attempts at securing the local Apex site were made immediately more complicated by the additional task of providing support for Fireteam Crimson, as they tried to secure a Covenant power core by stealing it from a Lich. Following a protracted groundside battle that saw RD display an incredible penchant for proving wrong the notion of high percentage shots while wielding a seemingly unwieldy Spanker rocket launcher, Crimson and Force successfully boarded the enemy craft After procuring the core through a deft skill and pristine planning, the mission took an unforeseen turn when RD commandeered the squad's Warthog while still in the Lich entry bay, a maverick move of strategic indifference that still confounds the Infinity's command. While the true nature of the events on Requiem that day are largely shrouded in tall tales and black ink, one thing is for certain. The universe bore witness to a Spartan who proved as equal a threat to his own kind as to the Covenant themselves. Jerk. I just love how Grim took a situation from the live stream and basically made it canon.
Yeah.
Or like put it in a way that makes it sound like canon. Oh, that was I laughed when I saw that. And it's
that's hilarious.
And the screenshot that they took of the stream basically sums up that moment perfectly. So if you haven't had a chance to watch the social stream, you should check it out. It's kind of funny. It's cool that he had this in here, though. Grim also has a bit in here about the two Spartans from Outpost Discovery, which we learned about last week. Has a little blurb in here about Halo Lone Wolf issue number 3, which, for those interested, the hardback is available for pre-order today. So I will have a link up after the show, but for those who want to go check it out, you can buy it on Amazon and a few other places, and I'll have a link after the show. Again, podtacular.com/lonewolf will take you there to the Amazon page to order it. Right now it is $19.99 on Amazon. We've seen some of those books drop sometimes. Amazon says this will be released on June 25th, 2019. So if you go ahead and get your pre-order in now, any price drops that hit will be guaranteed to get the lowest price. It's also available on Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Indigo. So there you go. Also, in celebration of the 104th issue of Cannon Fodder, Grim Brother 4, who is one of Grim's brothers, or Jeff's brothers, has a little blurb about Spartan 104, who is Fred. So Grim Brother 4 writes, "Today we are talking about a Spartan, but not just any Spartan, the best Spartan. Another article about Master Chief, I hear you say. Wrong. But not the Master Chief, then who? Super Secret Agent Locke? Nope. Hyper-lethal Lone Wolf Noble 6? Wrong again. We're talking about the man, the myth, the absolute unit, Fred 104. Now you may be thinking that Fred is just another Spartan 2, a supporting character. Let me hit you with a Mjolnir-wrapped reality check. Literally, every time Fred is mentioned in the expanded lore, it is to talk about what an absolute legend he is. In Spartan boot camp, John notices that Fred came in second place at almost everything, but the chief can see that it's just because Fred doesn't like the attention of coming in first. My dude held back in Spartan school just so he wouldn't be showered by constant, well-deserved praise. Master Chief describes him as the best spotter and second best shooter, and let me remind you that it is second only to a teammate Linda, the person who snipes elites out of Banshees hanging from a tightrope upside down. But you want to know how Fred prefers to fight? By literally bringing a knife to a gunfight. He is a natural leader, beloved and respected by his subordinates, and a brilliant strategist relying on both instincts and intellect. Whenever John needs to put someone in charge, guess who it is? Fred. Whenever there are two missions, guess who volunteers for the one that sucks more? Fred. Because he's just that kind of guy. And while we haven't gotten a clear look at the Chief's face recently, we can probably assume not a looker. My. Our man Fred, on the other hand, his good looks are mentioned on more than one occasion, and that voice, come on. Easily on par with the pipes of our beloved Master Chief. Also, did I forget to mention that at the time of Halo 5, Lieutenant Junior Grade Fred 104 is the senior officer on Blue Team? That's right, folks. You're looking at Master Chief's boss. But even then, he steps aside and lets Chiefs have his spot. So for this specially numbered occasion, join me in raising a glass to our brilliant boy, Blue 3. It'd be funny if that was a blue cup. So there you go.
That's quite the article.
Yeah. There's a lot in this cannon fodder. So if you have a chance, go check out Air Jordan on Waypoint and see all of the lore goodness that Grimm, or the Grimms in this case, have to offer. Third says, being number two is number one. In this case, it pretty much is. All right, so that's it for the Waypoint articles that we have for this week. Unless there's any that snuck in that I was unaware of, which I don't think there was.
I didn't
see any. Oh, there was. There's a spotlight. Oh, my gosh.
Community spotlight. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Why not?
Wow. So, yeah, definitely go check this out. This was released an hour ago.
That's nice.
Yeah, that would have been only like 30 minutes or less to prep for this. Thank you, Sam. So the first thing on here is I'm going to mention because, yeah, holy crap. Talk about downright gritty and realistic. But at Spicy Tie Designs on Twitter posted a couple of pictures of him in ODST armor, and it looks stunning. Like this is.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Unbelievable. The facial effects are awesome. The armor is really well crafted. Yeah, just wow. It is probably one of the best unofficial ODSTs I've seen. We've got some weapon creations as well. Some, and pretty much an arsenal. We have a saw, a railgun, a Hydra, an AR, an SMG, and a pistol, all created by Waya37 on Twitter. So if you need a weapon, he's your guy to make it, or gal, either way. There's also a little art piece by AAZ Photo, which looks really cool as well. Is this a photo? No. They're saying it's a... yeah, it looks like this is a photo. Can you believe this?
That looks more like a painting than a photo. Huh.
It's a photo.
Wow.
That looks like a piece of artwork.
Mm-hmm. That's just unreal.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
It's amazing.
That has to be staged, at least. With lighting effects and smoke, and that's crazy. I'm having a hard time believing that's a picture. Wow. Okay, that's incredible. Yeah, it seems, and people in the chat are saying there's probably some retouching or photoshopping on it.
No, I wouldn't doubt it, but still, it looks really good.
Yeah. Jeez, that looks awesome. We've got some Forge. Pictures in here, one from Pony Zombie Slayad of a Spartan sitting down in the launcher at the beach.
Like to know how they got the Spartan to sit. Oh, must have a mongoose hidden.
No, it's crouch.
It's crouch? Oh, yeah, there's his foot. Never mind.
I had to look for a second, too. We got some Mega Blocks posed.
Snowy action.
Icy, really?
Well, it's super zoomed in. That's what kind of snow really looks like.
Really? I think more that's probably more like sleet. Well,
the snow's probably a day or two old, too. Who knows?
Well, like after it's melted a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. If the weatherman's right, that's what my life's going to look like Sunday.
What the weatherman says is right, then we're going to get a little snow tomorrow morning and maybe some next week. Ray Wolf XN makes his appearance on the blog again. Got some more screenshots from Halo 2 and Halo 3 Forge. We got some people participating in the Halo 3 2v2 throwdown. And let's see what else is good on here. The Arbiter painting is really cool.
The Beaver Creek thing is pretty good too.
Yeah, I think we covered that last week, didn't we?
No.
No?
This is the first I've seen this. 3D printed Beaver Creek.
I saw it somewhere. Maybe I just forgot to mention it or something. But yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it got tweeted out somewhere.
Yeah, it's a legitimately printed 3D print of Beaver Creek. Like even the tunnels are, I think, printed in there. Now, obviously, it's a small scale, so the 3D print has a lot of the print lines in it, but for a model print, it's really good. We also have some other pieces of artwork. Is that, I think we have some more woodwork in here as well, or at least it looks, yep, more wood burn work as well.
Sorry, I just got done reading the cartoon strip.
Did I pass that one yet, or did I? Oh no, I hadn't gotten to that yet. Slower than I remember. Chief, we need to hurry. Cortana, pacing. Pacing is key. No need to rush. Look out, needlers. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. That's funny.
Like I said.
That's good. I think this is a computer case. The UNSC crate. Yeah. Someone made a UNSC crate computer case. Because this is a Reddit user, Genghis Swan.
I recognize that case.
You do?
Yeah, because I was going to buy that case.
Oh yeah, Toast says he's selling the rig.
Yeah.
Dude, you need to sell like 100 of them. Because people would buy the heck out of them. That's incredible. That's just outstanding.
Did a hell of a job on it.
I'm surprised it doesn't have more upvotes on Reddit. It only has 127 upvotes. People go upvote it.
Yeah, they have no taste.
That case is legit, though.
Uh-huh. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's made some heavy modifications to it. But yeah, I was looking to actually buy that case when I was shopping for a new case for my my computer. But it had too many holes in it. I was looking for a quiet case.
Oh, gotcha. It's interesting, too, because it looks like the whole right side of it is either empty, or is that storage, or what?
The glass side?
No, so like you can kind of see on the glass side where it kind of leads up to the motherboard, and the motherboard kind of looks like it flushes in with the right side.
Oh, okay, you mean the solid side? Yeah, yes. That's all open space. That's, if I remember right, that's your power supply slots in there, and then you have storage for like 3.5-inch drives in it.
Okay,
one guy saw use this case. He actually put a PC on one side and an Xbox on the other.
Oh, interesting. That's very cool. Yeah, that'd be an awesome case to have. 2 for 3. Here's your chance.
Make it happen.
That's really cool. Next thing that I'm going to note is, well, there's plenty of montages in here. Lots of montages in here. Holy crap, lots of montages in here. And then we have someone doing a Halo 2 cover on a cello. Halo 2's epilogue. So that's going to sound pretty cool. And then we've got a bunch of tweet coverage as well. Screenshots, clips, artwork, lots of cool stuff in this week's update. So head on over and check it out. I believe I linked it already over in the mixer. So yes, Misa, we need this Halo case. So that is all of the Waypoint articles for us this week. Moving on to some other news. I did briefly touch on this, but we have Warzone Turbo joining up with the playlist this week, along with Triple Team. So both of those players are back in Halo 5 rotation. Triple Team being, I believe, 3v3v3 in social. So if you want to hop on that, then head on over to Halo 5 for the next couple of weeks. We also have playlist updates for MCC, which is pretty brief this week. The only change in social matchmaking is for Infection. Teams can now search for a game with a squad of up to 12 players. That's the only change. Ta-da! Postums does say, for looking ahead, that the next MCC patch should be landing soon, but it will bring a menu refresh and a series of matchmaking updates focusing on a plethora of game types for Halo CE to help populate the requested action stack search option in social. And then if time permits, they're also going to look at some changes based on feedback for Halo 2 and Halo 2 Anniversary. More of those details will come when the next patch comes out. So thanks, Postums, for posting that update.
Well, at least we got something.
Yeah, that we did. For This Week in Halo, on February 25th, 2531, Sergeant John Forge defeats Arbiter Ripa Morame in combat and then sacrifices his own life to destroy the Forerunner Shield World 0459, as well as both the Covenant forces and Flood it contains.
Remember that. It's important.
I'm assuming with the latest book that came out, too.
I'm not saying anything. Remember that. It's important.
Yeah, I don't think you had to say anything. Also, this past week, on February 26th, Halo Wars turned 10.
Woo!
Happy birthday, Halo Wars.
It's almost a teenager.
You're a decade old. Yay. On to community updates. From Forge Hub, there's a new Husky Raid Forge contest.
I'm looking forward to the conclusion of this one.
Yeah, because we like some Husky Raid in our game nights, don't we, everybody? So Warholic over on Forge Hub has a couple of templates that they've posted to kind of help start your Husky Raid development. And I didn't have a chance to really sum this up yet, but I think for everyone, for the most part, knows what Husky Raid is. It's basically Fiesta Capture the Flag. This is a contest also being held in association with 343's sustain teams, so maps that are developed for this have a potential to show up in matchmaking at some point. So if you got some of those Forge skills and you want to get your stuff featured and get the fire emblem for being featured. And I think what's the other thing that only Forgers get? If they get their stuff in matchmaking, there's something that they get. There's a armor set that they get or a emblem in Halo 5.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Here's your chance. Oh, Misa's saying it's the whale helmet. Thank whale you, Misa. Helmet.
And they have a classic template in here.
Yes, OG they do.
Husky Raid template.
Yes, they do.
Bookmark that one.
Very nice. There is some prizing with this. Forge Hub will be providing $1,000 in cash prizing. There's also some 343 stuff to go along with it. For the first place, $500 and a signed map poster by 343. So the map poster will be of the winning map. Second place will be $300 in a Forge Hub t-shirt. And third place will be $200 in a Forge Hub t-shirt. The top maps will be added to Forge Hub's featured maps library and will also be potentially considered for matchmaking implementation. There are 7 templates to choose from that are linked and available from the post. For those that are in the live stream, I'll go ahead and post the link there. So between those 7 templates, you can start to craft your Husky Raid map around it. I don't think you have to use the templates, but it just kind of gives people a starting point. They do say forgers are allowed to make alterations to templates, so as long as they follow the spirit of the game type and don't negatively impact gameplay.
Yeah, just below that, they've given an aesthetic example, and they basically took the 4th template and basically built an old city around it.
So there is obviously some deadlines to this, and I'm trying to find out where those were because I just saw them and now I lost them. Or maybe they don't have it on here. Oh, no, it doesn't look like they have an end date on this. That's weird. Oh, no, there it is. Okay, I found it. So Forgers will be given approximately 1 month to complete their work. Submissions must be entered in no later than midnight on April 1st. That's fun. Map should be set properly to support the Fiesta Capture the Flag game type found in the official Halo 5 game type list. You have to submit it through ForgeHub.com and you have to post the ForgeHub link on the thread for the Husky Raid Forge contest announcement. Forgers have a 1 week grace period after submission deadline to allow forgers to make any technical adjustments that don't impact the artistic integrity of the map. Things like performance and lighting, game type support, player containment, intro and outro cameras, and collision boundaries. Submissions will be judged based on visual and technical aspects only, which means like layout and gameplay will not play a role in Forge Hub's assessment. So visual, things like, does the map have a strong artistic theme and immerse the player into a believable environment? Does the map display a strong level of originality? And does the map make full use of the tools available? And then technically, does the map support the intended game mode? Are the required objects and systems in place? Does the map suffer from any negative performance issues? And do they meet matchmaking standards? On the judging panel, there is Who's Blades, Sir Iron Wolf, Randy355, and Warholic. So yeah, we might have some new Husky Raid maps to play soon.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. Get some new, I wonder if they'll do a Husky Raid playlist then afterwards. Or mix it in with Possibly. Action Sack.
Well, I mean, it'll definitely mix in with Action Sack, but I mean, if they get enough usable maps, they could make a playlist.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That'd be really cool. We'll have to see. For the HCS Pro Talk front, JK Fire is now a dad. So congratulations, Josh. They announced that on the podcast this week. His wife gave birth to their beloved daughter on Sunday. So congrats to you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Congrats.
They talk more about it on the latest episode of HCS Pro Talk, which I believe is episode 61. So go check it out over there and hop on into their Discord and give them a congratulations. This one especially deserves some congratulations because of the situation around the birth. So I encourage you guys to go listen to the podcast and give him all the loving support that they definitely need at this time. Halopedia does Lore Thursday, so I'm going to start including those in the podcast. This week's Lore Thursday is the Oliphant. So the Oliphant is a civilian waste management vehicle which can be remote controlled by an AI. During the Battle of Mombasa, an Oliphant was used to help Virgil and Veronica escape the burning city. You can learn more at halopedia.org/Oliphant. And that is Olifant.
Not elephant, Oliphant.
Correct. For installation 01, we have an update, and it's a tarp.
It's a tarp.
I love how this is still a meme.
It is exactly what you think it is. It's a tarp.
Yes. I love how this is still a meme. So installation 01 has a tarp.
Hey.
Thank you, Skyline, for introducing that to Halo as a meme. Tarp is OP. And of course, they have a tarp meme in the update as well, which kind of just added to the whole comedic aspect of it. So that was cool. Check it out in their weekly update. They got some pretty good up close high res images of it with some special note on light reflections and the shininess of the tarp with the wrinkles.
That's a good looking tarp. Looks better than my tarp.
Yeah, mine too. There's some community artwork that's been posted in their Discord, which they've posted up on their blog update. For team members, they're looking for QA testers, networking programmers, VFX artists, lighting artists, sound designers, animators, concept artists, and 3D artists. So if you're interested in helping out Installation 01 in any of those areas, head on over to the update and apply to join. And this week's Blame Bean is doing the side-by-side comparison of RTX off, RTX on, which is kind of the whole meme behind NVIDIA's latest graphics card. The RTX off is a full suit of Spartan armor, and then RTX on is pretty much all the armor removed, but really emphasizes the black undersuit.
Yeah.
It's like reverse RTX off, RTX on.
NVIDIA did it to themselves.
Yeah, they did. But it's still a great meme.
Oh, it's a great meme.
Next community update we have comes from Halo Downfall, which we'll have them on next week. Hope you guys stay tuned to that. There's a team spotlight for Callum Dainty, who is the lead concept artist now for Halo Downfall. So there's a whole interview with him over on their Reddit. And he already has some concept art pieces for Downfall. So you can definitely go on over and take a look at some of his stuff that he's already worked on. A lot of it's pretty good. And he's only 18 and going into college for his art degree. Also, if you're part of the Halo Downfall Discord, they showcased their new grenade launcher. And this one is the least toy-looking piece that they've put up so far.
I'm sure there'll be revisions.
I know.
They'll make it look like a Lego toy yet.
If that's the artistic style they're going for, then more power to them. It looks pretty legit.
That would be cool if somebody made the Halo Lego game.
I want to think that with the feedback that 343 got when the videos leaked about it, I have to think they're considering it at this point.
Take Halo CE and make the Halo Lego game.
Oh, jeez. Or it'd be Mega Constructs.
Mega Constructs.
I don't think Mega Constructs has ever done a video game, have they?
No. Not that I know of. That's always been kind of a Lego thing.
Yeah. Gotta start with something. Why not be Halo? I wouldn't mind it. So that's all the community updates that we have. So on to this week's topic of the week. I got this one out late because, again, being sick on Tuesday, and I would have normally posted on Tuesday, and I felt like utter crap on Tuesday. So apologies for getting it out late. But we asked people last week, what piece of fiction would you like to see written about next in the Halo universe? We got quite a few responses on Twitter. Then we got a couple of responses over on the Discord as well. Pins Halo over on Discord says the early days of Orion would be interesting, as well as Rainforest Wars.
Yeah.
So I'm not familiar with the term Rainforest Wars.
It was an early insurrectionist uprising, I believe.
Was that in Contact Harvest?
No, it's mentioned in the outside canon somewhere. Maybe it was mentioned in Harvest. I remember hearing it. I don't remember exactly where.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the Project Orion, that would be really, really good. I mean, you know, they could even focus that on Sergeant Johnson. I'm sure people would love to hear more about Sergeant Johnson.
Oh, yeah, especially since he's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you really want to focus a lot on Johnson, though, since he kind
of
had...
Well, I mean, as one of the lead characters.
Okay.
You know, maybe him and his buddies. But, you know, that would kind of ground it in the established Halo lore.
No, I guess that makes sense. That would be an interesting project to have a book about. Or even like a short narrative, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because all we really know about... Well, I guess we know that Johnson was a part of it, but we don't know much about the program itself.
We really don't know anything about the program other than they were trying to genetically engineer super soldiers. Halsey's research was based on some of the stuff they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she's refined it, but...
Yeah, that's a good point. I'd like to see that. That would be a good kind of connection point to see where, I guess, some of the influence for the Spartan 2s came from as well. To kind of see, okay, how did, I guess, kind of get the Oni aspect of it or the Unity aspect of it, of how did Orion get conceptualized and then executed? And then what were those genetic requirements or augmentations or other medical treatments that they were going to do or did do or didn't do? And how did that affect the Spartan 2 program? Like, maybe pair that off with like a last section of Halsey taking that date and be like, okay, this is what I'm going to do for Spartan 2's type of thing.
Well, you could even almost do it in like a Halsey retrospective. Like she's doing research on the original Orion project.
That's true too. Give a little bit different light of Halsey than what has been portrayed in some of the later fiction. Yeah, that'd be cool. So this is the only one we got on Discord, but we got a couple on Twitter. Confal says, more of a darker story about Oni akin to the Hunt the Truth.
That would be a good one.
We got quite a bit of that in the Kilo 5 novels.
Not quite to the degree of Hunt the Truth. Don't get me wrong. The Kilo 5 trilogy was not the up and up side of the military.
No.
But they went a lot further in the Hunt the Truth.
You could take that one step further and almost say a classified autobiography of Perrin Gosky.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't that be crazy? That would be
some dark stuff.
Yeah, wouldn't that be like to see the mastermind behind Oni and just all the dark stuff that basically has taken place around, aside from the Forerunner books, the entire context of the Halo universe.
That'd be a lot of stuff.
That probably gave Grimm a headache. Wouldn't that be cool, though?
Yeah, it would be.
That'd be sinister and potentially messed up, but that would be nuts. The entire book would be redacted. Well, Toast, that's why I'm saying have it be like a classified autobiography. Like, make it something where it's going into like an Oni archive, or it's like,
or even just Perrin Gosky recounting her life. You know, I mean, you know, she's towards the end of her life and she's going back over everything she's done throughout her life. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a, you know, a written biography to be, you know, in canon. You know, it could be just her and her own thoughts.
It doesn't even have to be necessarily a long book. You could make it into a short story or something.
I don't know. She's been there for, what, 60 years?
I mean, there's enough content to make it for sure. But, I mean, that might be an avenue to introduce some new things outside some of the current timelines that we have in books. Maybe wrap up some other holes that haven't been covered in the comics or other novels, and even maybe pave the way for some future stuff. But I mean, there's a lot you could do with Perrin Gosky as a character. And we only really know about her through the Kilo 5 books. And I think the brief mentions of her in the original two trilogies.
There's not a lot out there. I mean, most of it is in the Kilo 5 trilogy, but that's more about Osmond than it is her.
Mm-hmm. But that's just like, she's such an interesting character. And with like how much complexity and depth there is, there's got to be a wealth of fiction that could be written there about her, especially since she's basically retired now. So I think that'd be a challenge for Grimm to even pull that off, or yeah, for whoever to pull that off. I mean, I guess Grimm would be helping kind of fit the lore aspects together, but whoever was writing that, yeah, that'd be a task. Isn't Perrin Gosky retired pretty much at this point?
Now, yeah.
That's who I'm saying.
Yeah, matter of fact, in Halo 4, Osmond was the head of Oni. I remember, right?
Yeah. In Spartan Ops, yeah. Or like we saw it in like the Spartan Ops cutscenes. So Elaborate Toast in the Mixer chat says, how about an anthology of life on High Charity from different species' point of view? We kind of already got kind of a prophet's point of view from Broken Circle. Maybe as some short stories you could do that, but I couldn't see doing a whole book on that.
I wouldn't mind seeing one on Lord Hood.
That would be another good character to write one on.
Because, I mean, he's already involved with the Spirit of Fire. And it was it him? Yeah, it was him, wasn't it?
I'm not sure what you're referencing.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, it was Hood. He was sent to Arcadia to recover a log buoy that the Spirit of Fire dropped. But instead of recovering the log buoy, he engaged the Covenant.
Oh.
And lost it.
Oh.
At least I think it was him. I have to listen to the story again.
Great job. Very nice. So we have another couple of responses on Twitter. Next one is from Confal, or no, that was the last one. Laird. He says, how the Spirit of Fire got to the Ark? I think a lot of people have that question and would like to have that answered.
I'm guessing it involves a Forerunner portal.
Yeah, but to what purpose? Like, is it something that someone intervened with it? And
I honestly can't discuss my theory until somebody catches up on his reading.
Okay. So it says maybe a Forerunner AI. Player says Mendicant Bias. Oh, Mendicant Bias.
They're good theories. And entirely possible.
Yeah. No, I believe it. Kevin Hurd, Mr. Kevin Hurd, says, why humans are in UNSC is shy on automation and the use of robotics.
Fair enough.
I mean, there's AIs.
Well, I think he's talking about actual humanoid robots. Because I'm sure all their manufacturing facilities are robots that, you know, they've got robotic machines that dress the Spartans, things like that. I think he's probably hinting, you know, why there aren't like a bunch of armatures running around like the Forerunners had.
Oh, okay.
It would be interesting.
Yeah, I think that's more, I don't know if that's necessarily a...
It would need to be tied in with another story. But I don't know how you would work that.
Well, I guess I'm kind of thinking, is it really a issue of...
Oh, battlefield robots.
I guess my question is more of whether or not it's a shyness of human or UNSC played into the lore, or is that just something that's not what they want the Halo narrative to be, and therefore they just... It's not something that's really been explored?
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, there are use of drones, and there's machine robotics. They're all like, I mean, most of the stuff's controlled by AI, but they're robotic to some degree. So, I don't know. Rookie ODST on Twitter also says, more about the rookie and his younger years during his training sessions and his very first and few missions. I think he deserves the spotlight more, such as an origin story of how he became mute. That would be a good one. I forget which story it's in, but didn't we kind of learn that the rookie was actually older than a lot of the other ODSTs in that squad?
Bad blood. Or okay. New blood.
Right. And was he actually mute, or did he just not talk a lot?
He just didn't talk, as far as I know.
Okay, that's what I thought,
too. I don't think he was actually mute.
Okay, that's what I thought.
They were... You know, in the game, it was because, you know, they wanted you to be the player.
Laird said his first mission was Dirt. I didn't realize that same person in Dirt was also the rookie. Did you know that, GT?
No, I did not.
Huh. Okay. I had no idea. I don't even know where to find that link or connection. Unless it's just some inside knowledge that Laird has. That's interesting.
Was he the... Wait a minute. Which character was he?
I'm assuming he was the guy from the point of view that you were reading about, right?
No, because he dies at the end of the story.
He was the PFC who was promoted to... He was the guy who ran over the mountain.
Oh, so he was a pilot. Or no. No, he was the one that retrieved the artifact. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And there's something new every day. Even for GT, who's read all the books and I haven't.
Yeah, I can't say that I remember seeing that information anywhere. Definitely never made the connection.
Do you know where that connection is, Laird? Now we'll have to ask CIA. We'll probably know where to find that. Next one we have is from Porkchop. He says, I'd love to read about different fronts during either the Cortana Crisis, Covenant War, or the Insurrection. Give me the gritty, dirty fights, something bombastic and intense. So I guess just like side stories to the main pieces that we've already got in the universe, which I think there's always going to be room for those, and there's always going to be narratives on those things. Because those are kind of easy way to tie in stories to the universe as it already exists.
Well, it's like, you know, in was it Evolutions, where Cortana was fighting off the Gravemind? That was short story in Evolutions, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you could do something like that.
Yeah, there's lots of short story potential.
I mean, you know, that's something you could probably turn into like a novelette, you know, like Smoke and Shadow or the other AI one.
Laird found the link to the Dirt article on Hatopedia, and there it begins. Story begins as the rookie, no DST, discovers a crashed Pelican dropship. Interesting. I'll have to read a little bit more about that later. Cool. So that's all the responses that we got for the question of the week. So thanks to everyone who submitted a response. We appreciate it. No topic next week, because we'll have Marky on from the Halo Downfall team. And we're excited to have them back on again. We have him and their latest community manager to join the ranks of the show. We'll be recording on Wednesday next week instead of Thursday. My wife has her students in a recital type of thing on Thursday, so we're going to shift things around a little bit and do the podcast on Wednesday next week. But for our other streams, you can catch us on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. for Fraggin' Fridays, Eastern Time, hosted by GT. And then Sundays is my achievement stream at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Tuesday on my personal stream is streaming with the wife, although it will not be next week, but the week after. We'll pick that back up. And the first episode of Achieving Halo for Halo 2 is now live on our YouTube page for Cairo Station. So
fun,
you can
fun.
Yeah, so you can head on over and see GT get some achievements for Halo 2.
Come by and enjoy my misery. Oh.
How many times did it take you to run through Cairo Station?
To actually get it recorded, only once.
That's good. How many prep runs before that did it take?
You won't know.
Okay.
You won't know how many times I died either. Let's put it this way. The uncut version of that mission is longer than 30 minutes.
What difficulty were you doing it on?
Legendary.
Oh, so yeah. I can imagine that taking at least an hour.
Noob combo.
Combo is your friend in Halo 2. You almost can't beat Halo 2 and Legendary without the noob combo.
It is very difficult. And I even had Skulls on to help me. You know, like Boom and Sputnik, Red Funeral.
Yep, it's difficult, to say the least.
Although I have to admit, Boom, Grunt Funeral, Sputnik, and Feather make an interesting combination, especially in enclosed places.
You get to see things bounce everywhere.
Oh, that's Let's great. Put it this way, there were a couple of times I got splattered by a crate.
Oh, that's great.
I'm not joking, in that second Pelican Bay, one of the crates got going, and it literally went around the room and hit me in the back of the head. I had no idea it was coming.
Too bad there's not theater in Halo 2 campaign.
That would have been a good one, actually. Next thing I know, I see my body flying forward, and I'm like, what?
It's like, where'd that come from?
Although it works pretty good for spreading out the elites, so you don't have four of them shooting at you at one time.
That is very true. Just pop a grenade in there and watch them get pushed around the room a little bit.
Just hope you don't blow one up there on the catwalk with you. And yes, it happened.
Oh, no. You got to blow them back off quickly, right? That's how that works.
No, that's an... Especially when it's a white one.
Oh, yeah, that's really bad. Okay.
That's when you find out how proficient at the noob combo you are.
How quickly can you get it off?
Yeah.
That's funny. Very nice. For the latest loot crate, the theme is a renegade. And it is for Emil. So you can head on over to podtechler.com/loot crate. You have until April 15th to get this crate. And if you use the code podtechler at checkout, you will get $3 off of your crate. For our Spartan company, we're still working on commendations for that Achilles helmet. We're getting pretty close on the bodyguard one, which is protecting a teammate. We are just over, looks like 2,200 for those. And the next closest one is killing an enemy Spartan from long distance. We still have around 800 of those to get. And the last ones are still the last ones, killing Marines and shoulder bashes. Grind continues. You can check us out on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also check us out on YouTube, Mixer, and Twitch, where we stream all of our game night streams. We also stream our podcast on Facebook and Periscope, in addition to YouTube, Mixer, and Twitch. You can also check out our Spartan company and help us get some more of these commendations done. Also check out our Xbox Club and our Discord as well. And no MySpace.
No fax. No smoke signals. No 8-track tapes.
GeoCities. Oh, jeez. No GeoCities either. Newspaper. Wow.
Well, we do have show notes, but we don't distribute those. So.
Right. Virtual private newspaper? Inner office memo? The postcard. Oh, we did a Christmas card last year. Or 2 years ago? Last year? 2 years ago.
I wonder if there's a program that can turn text into Morse code.
Yeah, there's websites to do it.
No, I mean like a whole block of text. Like a transcript.
You know, like just copying and pasting text into something and then having it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, there's probably converters online to do it. Is that what you're talking about, the telegraph?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure if you just Google search text to Morse code converter that you probably would find something.
Probably.
There's converters for everything else out there. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys tomorrow, hopefully, for Fraggin' Fridays on Halo 5. Hosted by GT.
We'll be blowing stuff up.
Yes, as we like to do. Thanks for tuning in. Again, we'll be doing the show on Wednesday next week, not Thursday. So make sure you change your calendars around. Still will be at 9 p.m. So just the day is changing. And no Pony Express either, Confal.
But if you would like to ride across the country distributing the podcast, we'll let you.
Yeah. Distributing the podcast on what? CDs or a stack of floppies?
Well, that would be as cheap to buy just, gigabit USB drives.
Well, the mini CDs are probably still cheaper than USB drives, right?
I don't know. You can pick up USB drives pretty cheap now.
Maybe if you buy them in bulk.
Same with CDs. You buy them in bulk, they're cheap.
Yeah. Boy, this gets any crazier. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you all next week. Or if not, on one of our live streams. Till then, keep on fragging them trucks.